President Joe Biden says the nation should receive enough coronavirus vaccines to inoculate all adult Americans by the end of May. That's 2 months earlier than anticipated.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May. When we came into office, the prior administration had contracted for not nearly enough vaccine to cover adults in America. We rectified that. About 3 weeks ago, we were able to say that we'll have enough vaccine supply for adults by the end of July. And I'm pleased to announce today, as a consequence of the stepped-up process that I've ordered, this country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May.
Biden says he's sending nearly 1 million vaccines to some 7,000 pharmacies across the country as part of its federal pharmacy program. Comparing it to a wartime effort, the president said the vaccine acceleration is in part due to the partnership of rival pharmaceutical companies, Merck & Company and Johnson & Johnson. Merck is helping ramp up production of Johnson & Johnson's newly approved one-shot vaccine. Biden says he's used the Defense Production Act to help make that happen and more.
This is the type of collaboration between companies we saw in World War II. We also invoked the Defense Production Act to equip two Merck facilities to the standards necessary to safely manufacture the J&J vaccine. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine manufacturing facilities will now begin to operate 24/7. In addition, we'll continue to use the Defense Production Act to expedite critical materials in vaccine production, such as equipment, machinery, and supplies.
In addition, the Biden administration is set to release 2.4 million vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna as part of its nationwide vaccination campaign. And the Biden administration is pushing states to prioritize vaccinating teachers as the essential workers they are by the end of the month. It's part of Biden's promise to reopen schools within his first 100 days in office. And he says he's taking into account educators' fears of returning to school without a vaccine.
We've heard from educators and parents that have anxieties about that. So as yet another move to help accelerate the safe reopening of our schools, let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is. My challenge to all states, territories, and the District of Columbia is this. We want every educator, school staff member, child care worker to receive at least one shot by the end of the month of March. To help make this happen, starting next week and for a month, the month of March, we'll be using our federal pharmacy program to prioritize the vaccination of pre-K through 12 educators and staff and child care workers.
At least 30 states are already prioritizing educators and child care workers for vaccines. Biden's urging Congress to pass his $1.9 trillion American Recovery Plan, he says, to adequately fund his administration's pandemic relief efforts. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for the KPFA Pacifica Evening News.